Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. We're going to be with you for about 55 minutes, 58, whatever it takes. This is an important show, so please pay attention. It's about everything voting. The lady that you see there, her name is Michelle Benjamin. She is the Pittsfield City Clerk, and in my opinion, a great one. So, and I mean that. We've been working together for a few years now, believe me. We don't want to tell you how many. But you know my ethos, my motto, if you don't vote, don't gripe. And we're going to tell you all the ways you can vote, all your polling and all that stuff. So just settle back, settle in, and we'll go from there. And then this will be posted up on Discussions from the Berkshires, which I'll post on my website when that airs. So if you forget something, don't worry about it. You'll be able to watch it again. Michelle, thank you so much for doing this. We do it all the time. Every election, primaries, general, we don't care.
Happy to be here.
I know you are. And what I love about your whole office is they really want to get this information out.
You know, we love to help people. So that's what we're here for. You know, don't hesitate to call and we'll do the best we can to help you.
And again, this is an important election. It's a general election for the presidency of the United States, plus state reps and Congress people. And so please get out and vote. If it takes you more than 30 minutes to vote within the confines of the city of Pittsfield, let me know and I'll buy you a coffee, because I've never waited over 30 in big elections. So Michelle, Let's attack the all the early voting options, if that's okay.
So anyone can apply for a vote by mail ballot. The state has sent out applications to every registered voter who is not currently in our system as already requesting to receive a ballot. They sent them out in January for the March election, September and November. If you checked all elections, you will be getting a ballot for November as well. If you did not check all elections, the state sent you another little postcard saying you can request a ballot by mail. The other option is, well, first of all, vote by mail, you have to request the ballot by October 29th. That is the last day to request a ballot, either absentee or early ballot by mail. After that, we have early in-person voting, and that will take place starting Saturday, October 19th.
Wow.
City Hall will be open from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. That will be the 19th, same hours on the 20th, 8 to 12. Then Monday through Friday, we will be open during our normal business hours to vote by absentee. Those hours are 8:30 to 4. Then that Saturday is the last day to register to vote, change your address, update any of your information. And that day, we are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that will be for early voting and the last day to register. Sunday, we will be open again. We don't get a day off for over 2 weeks. We'll be open from 8 to 12. And then Monday through Friday, October 27th through November 1st, we'll be open 8:30 to 4, our normal business hours, to early in-person vote. And all of our early in-person voting will be taking place upstairs in City Council chambers.
Beautiful. And we're going to go, don't panic if you miss this, because we're going to do it a couple more times so that people can get pencil and paper. And I understand you're trying to get the kids on the bus and blah, blah. Don't panic. This is just our first blush at getting this out to you. We'll go over all over again.
And also, all this information is listed on the City of Pittsfield website under Register of Voters, and it has the list of candidates. It has the warrant for the election, which also lists all the questions, and it lists all the polling locations. And we also have the early in-person voting hours right on our website.
And again, this is me. You do not have an excuse not to vote. I mean, they're open Saturdays. The early voting and mail-in voting and walk by the voting booth voting. I personally, and I know nobody cares, but I personally like to go to the polls. I like to go to my, and I like to do the little Bushnagwa and bring it in and have them do it. I don't know. I'm an old guy. I remember it as a kid, my mother walking, holding our hands and walking us all to the vote. We have to. This is our country. Your vote means something. It really does. I'm not, especially in some of these local elections too. You've got local folks running.
Yeah.
Michelle, what if they moved? Like, I know a couple of our friends are moving from their home to other places, Salisbury and other places. What's the protocol for that?
So they should try to register before that last day to register on Saturday, October 26th.
Yep.
If they're moving that following week.
Yep.
For a state and federal election, you have up to 6 months to go and vote from your previous voting location. So if you were, say you, Bill, were registered in Pittsfield and you were moving to Lenox on November 1st. Well, it's too late to register in Lenox, but you can come back and vote here in Pittsfield and your vote will be able to count. If you moved more than 6 months ago, you kind of disenfranchise yourself, because if you've already been removed from the Pittsfield rolls and you move to Lenox, then you have nowhere to go and vote. And, it's kind of up to the voter at that point.
Right.
If it's longer than 6 months, unfortunately, you will not be allowed to vote. If it's been within that 6 month time frame, you could go to your previous location that you used to vote at.
And again, there's personal responsibility. You know, so,
I agree.
Don't put it off on anybody else, because if you don't register, it's on you.
And there's
but I wanted to let people know, because we do know people that will be moving within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. This is good advice. We'll repeat it. Don't go crazy. We'll repeat it again. But if you are moving, and just get a hold of City Hall, they'll tell you, clerk's office, and whatever you have to do, do. But if you don't, and I know what it is for someone like us to move, it's a big deal. You got 6 months to change it, but you'll have to go back to your original polling place.
You also have the opportunity to go online to the Secretary of State's website, and you can register right online. So you don't even have to come into our office.
Yeah.
If you go to the RMV, they automatically enroll you wherever you're moving to. So, but that's a process that if it's done after October 26th, it's not going to happen. So you'll have to go to your previous location. But like I said, you can register online at the Secretary of State's website, and that way you don't even have to leave the comforts of your home.
Yeah. And again, if you're not adept at computers, get one of your grandkids. Mm-hmm. That's what I found the easiest for you.
Or come see us.
Or come see them. In a minute, we're going to just give people a little bit of a chance to catch their breath. I know we're going through stuff. Don't panic. We'll go through it again. Your polling places, I have to say this. I think that the people that are responsible for selecting them in the city of Pittsfield, they really need a gold star on their forehead, because the location of these polling places, I most people, if they're younger, they could walk to the most polling places from their ward. But and I mean, really, and I don't say that kiddingly. When I was younger, I walked all the time to Herberg to vote, and we have again, we're taking away excuses not to vote. There's plenty of parking. That's what I hear. Oh, there's no parking there, bro. Yeah, there is.
And all the polling locations are cleared and given the stamp of approval by the Secretary of State's office. When we had to move wards 5A and B years ago, we moved them from the Masonic Temple and Fire Station on West Housatonic Street, and we combined them at the library. We were looking at other places. We were even looking at the airport,
Wow.
and the Secretary of State was ready to approve that. But we had concerns about people that need to walk to their polling location.
Sure.
That's why we ended up going with the library. And both 5A and B were moved from those two locations to the library.
And it's very convenient. It really is. The ballot this year has been set.
Correct.
So that's it. The ballot's been set, and all I can say to people is, we all got a red book in the mail. Please read it. And I let me just say this, and of course you know, the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine, and those of my guests. They in no way, no way, represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Peter Marchetti in the Mayor's Office, Peter White in the City Council, and or the wonderful construction workers working in the middle of North Street. The whole purpose of this voting is for us to become part of the process. And you have to become part of the process before you can complain about the process. Now, I know people who didn't vote in the mayoral elections and in the city council, and they didn't like so and so and didn't like that person got elected. Did you vote? I know I'd say this, but it really bugs me. These folks there in the city hall have gone over and above to make it easy, convenient, whatever the word is. All you have to do is your part. Vote. I mean, you have mail-in voting. You have now just go over the absentee, because I remember when I was working, a lot of times I wouldn't even be in the country, but I had to have an absentee ballot. But I forget all the ramifications of it.
So for absentee voting, it's a little bit different than early in-person voting or
Right.
voting by mail. You can vote by mail with absentee if you know you are out going to be out of town on election day, or for a religious belief or physical disability preventing you from getting to the polls. You can vote by absentee up until noon the day before the election. So for this election, it'll be Monday, November 4th at 12 o'clock. And say you get called, oh, I just got called out of work on Tuesday. So you could come in Monday morning and vote by absentee. That would be the only way you would be able to vote before the election if you didn't already vote early.
Yeah.
And we have so many checks and balances in our state computer that it will not allow someone to vote twice. So say you requested an early vote by mail ballot and one was sent to you and you sent it back, or even if you didn't send it back, if you came in to vote by absentee, we're going to know that you already have a ballot out there. And if by chance you return that second ballot, that ballot gets marked as foiled and it is not counted. Will only have one ballot counted.
We for the primary election, and I know a lot of people approach me prior to that, and I have to sing their kudos, Michelle, and it was Heather at the time. I know a lot of people were concerned about illegal voting and ill people and blah blah blah. Michelle's going to take a minute and just go down the protocol. When you talk about checks and balances, I mean there are checks and balances. And one of the things that fostered it, Michelle, for your is what they were saying about, well, if you get a license, you get registered to vote. You can address all that because you got, I mean, last time that was, I had so many people stop me and thank me for that to sh because you really demonstrated without hesitation, there are checks and balances and don't get caught trying to skirt them.
There are, and those checks and balances start at the RMV. When you go in, if you're new, have a new driver's license, one of the first questions is, are you a US citizen? You have to answer that box, check yes or no, and you're signing under the pains and penalty of perjury. So most people who are going into the RMV, I mean, they're answering all these questions honestly, and then it will go from the RMV's state system, transfer over to our state system, and that's where we will register them. So even though I did say that when you go to the RMV, you're automatically enrolled to vote, but they have their checks and balances there first before they won't register someone who's not a US citizen. So therefore, it won't populate into our state system.
Yeah, and like Michelle was just saying, there have checks and balances, so you can't mail in a ballot and then go vote because they're going to catch you.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because so if you vote early by mail, all that documentation, you're doing the same thing you would as if you went to a poll. You're giving your name and
Yeah.
address, they're checking you in, they'll give you a ballot, you'll go vote, and then you will check out. And then those ballots will be stored in our vault until we start early processing. For September, we did not early process, but for November, we will be because once we receive the ballots, which should be any day now, we will be sending out over 8,000 early vote by mail ballots. And unfortunately, some of those people will get the ballot and they're going to bring it with them to City Hall and they're going to say, I want to vote in person. So what we have to do then is spoil that ballot and give them another one. It's a lot of work on the clerks in the voter's office.
Yes.
Like people don't realize the volume of mail that we are processing. All the applications have to be entered into the computer. Then we're storing them. We have them filed alphabetically by ward and precinct, and then like the first day, once we get the ballots, we should have them by Monday. Once we start processing, it's going to take us 4 days, 4 or 5 days to get 8,000 ballots out the
Yeah.
door. But it's a huge process, and we have so many volunteers that we are so thankful for because we couldn't do it without them, with the magnitude of work and the volume. It's crazy. So we're very, very thankful for those volunteers that will help us with this whole process.
And I will tell you, in my opinion, they are so cautious, they are so guarded, they are so on top of the people voting. Now, am I going to say that somebody couldn't? No. There's always human error. There's always people who lie. Really? But
Like
it's humanly
some people might say, hey, I didn't get my ballot yet. So
Right.
if it's been a while, we will send them a second ballot. But if we get two ballots in, it
Yeah.
doesn't matter. It's the first one we receive that will be counted. Anything else will be spoiled and not counted. And
And
we, when I say spoiled, we're not like opening the ballot to see who Bill Sturgeon voted for. We're spoiling them, and they are stored in our vault.
right, and they do this, and please introduce yourself. This young lady, she's worth my weight in gold.
My name's Ashley Gangel, and I'm the Assistant Clerk of Elections and Voter Registration.
And she's really, really, really good at it. So, Ashley, that we were just talking about the last time we did this, for the primary, people were really pleased at how well you guys have your checks and balances, so that one, people who aren't supposed to vote aren't voting. And people who are supposed to vote and need A, B, and C get A, B, and C. Or if they only need A, that's all they get is A. And that, I can't tell you the amount of people stopped me in a grocery store on the street and said they really got that locked down, Bill, don't they? And I said, yes, they do. No, you really do. Now, just go in from my memory, which you know by now doesn't gone. Tell me about the box outside where you
The
put
ballot
stuff
box?
in the box. Thank you.
Sure.
I see
So
what
we
you
have several ways that we can receive the ballots back. You can put them in the mail, you can bring them to our office, or you can drop them. We have a large metal box in behind City Hall, close to the
mean.
stairs, and it says ballots right on it. You can drop them the ballots in there. They Ashley or Josh or I empty that box and we take care of it, make sure it's locked and it's checked 2-3 times a day after the ballots have been sent out.
Yeah, in the back, it's locked. So I mean,
Correct.
nobody can tamper with it, And I know the
And we have a
national
camera.
media.
We have a camera right above it too. So
See that? Mess
if
with it.
somebody does something with it, we'll know.
I'm gonna write on the top of my head, "Hi from Bill," and stand under the camera so you'll know who it's me. But again, for the people that are so anxious, these folks have dotted the I's and crossed the T's. They're aware of this. And I know the general media is making a huge deal of it. But I would say in Pittsfield, we're pretty darn well prepared. Right? I mean,
Great.
I think you guys deserve all the credit for doing all that, cameras over the thing. And now, when we talk about the polling places, these are federal elections, so they're open in an extended time period. Is that not correct, or am I wrong?
Correct. The polling hours are from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And for local elections, they are only open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. But for
Right.
this election on November 5th, the polls will be open at 7 a.m.
So, and again, before work, after work, lunchtime, they're really open for your convenience, the voters, not for the people who work there. But Ashley, when the police come and pick up the ballot, whatever, and the police, I used to know because I used to remember what we did. And we are responsible for returning them.
That's correct. So the police are in charge of picking up the tabulator in the morning, all of the ballots that are being sent to the polling location, and then any early in-person voters that voted, those ballots will be going to their perspective or per their pr precinct to be counted that day as well. The police at the end of the night are also in charge of bringing back all ballots used and unused, as well as the tabulator again.
Yeah, I mean, and the other piece that I like not that I have to like anything, but that you do the double down. The ballots go to the precinct in the morning, the mail in stuff, and then they get processed. Is that not correct?
That was correct for September, but we, how many ballots did we have?
That we sent out or
returned?
Probably 3,000, 4,000.
Yeah, so we had about 3,500 ballots that we sent to the precinct that were earlier in person. I'm sorry, it was either an early ballot or an absentee. But for the November election, we will be processing many, I would say 90% of those ballots here in office.
Oh, cool.
And we did this 4 years ago for the 2020 election. Yeah. So basically that election, it's almost like we had two elections in one. We had the early in-person or mail-in ballots that were run through the machines here. And we did not, we're not able to print the tally tape until 8 p.m. on election day. So we don't know, you know, the, what anyone voted for. We don't know any of the results for the early in person until 8 p.m. where you are printing the tally tapes. So, and what Ashley was mentioning, but we have a cutoff. So our cutoff is going to be that Friday, November 1st.
Right.
Anything received by then will process in office. Anything received over the weekend on the 2nd or the 3rd or the 4th up until noon, like I had mentioned, those ballots will be going to the precincts. So it would be way too much work to put on the election workers. And I'll give you the numbers for the 2020 election. We processed 12,000 vote-by-mail and early-in-person ballots in the office. And we had 9,500 people go to the polls to cast their vote. So we had a turnout of over 63%.
Wow.
And it just would be physically impossible for the election workers to run their election and process upwards of 2,000 ballots some precincts might have had.
And when you look at all this collectively and you look at the ballot and you look at the names, it's not only because I've heard, if I heard it once, I've heard it. I don't like either one of them. I'm not going to vote. Well, that's only one criteria. A lot of other people on that ballot, there's ballot questions. You need to read that little book that they sent you from the state. I think every city citizen got, or voting registered voter got one. I know I got it. And I will agree. I will agree. It's not easy reading, and you got to read it really closely to make sure you're reading it correctly. Is that fair to say, I think?
Yes. I mean, we're not going to give any advice on that.
No, I don't have any advice.
A yes might mean no, and a no might mean yes, like we talked about this morning, Bill.
Yeah.
Just read your red book and do your homework.
And ask questions of people if you're unsure. Really, you know, it's not light reading before bed. That's all I'm going to say, because you'd be up all night banging your head. But we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to do the polls again. Anything I'm missing, Ashley and Michelle will pick up and bring out. Again, I say it one more time. If you don't vote, don't gripe, because this is your opportunity. You may not win, but you've expressed you've expressed your displeasure or your choice. And that's all we can do in America. We really can. I'm just going to say this, and then we'll move to the break. This is my flag. Is it the right way? Is it looking the right way? I have to ask this all the time. It's backwards, like me. This is my flag. I have a lot of friends that are buried under it. I have a lot of acquaintances who are buried under it. And if you drive to a cemetery, you're going to see a lot of these flags blowing in the wind. That meant that at one point in time, somebody signed their name on the dotted line to die for this flag. Now, I don't ask you to respect it. I don't ask you. All I'm asking you is please, please don't desecrate it. It's for a lot of people, this is a symbol of their loved one. And for me, it's a symbol of a lot of my friends. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. It's learning about voting for this upcoming general, well, I'll say it again, general election. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sundrini.com. And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at parksquareproductions.com.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on the Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. You see these lovely ladies there. Ashley, she's in charge of the voting. What's your official title again, Ashley? Tell me.
The Assistant Clerk of Voter Registration and Elections.
Yeah. Her business card's that big.
Yeah.
And the other lady right there is Michelle Benjamin, the city, Pittsfield city clerk. Been doing the job, been involved with the office for a long time. Ashley, the same as it, with the voting. They take their job very seriously. Ashley does, and I can tell you, and so does Michelle. And that's why I want to have them on to tell you the, ready? Facts. Not what you heard in the coffee shop or the bar room, the facts. And we've been doing this, golly, Michelle, how long? Quite a few years. And I always get really good feedback about the show because a lot of people forget.
Right. I mean, I think it's great that we do it in September because some people listen to a lot of the New York stations and they believe if they're not registered in a party in New York, you can't vote. But in Massachusetts, if you're not registered in a party, you still can vote. You have a option of choosing any of the party ballots. So it's good that if you have questions, don't listen to your friend at the coffee shop. Give us a call and we'll let you know.
Yeah, and it's the same, I guess, and this is me. It's the same with the ballot questions. Listen to the people in the know. That's all I'm going to say. The ballot questions, they're like, I don't know, they probably get people to write those just to be like that, like in a circle. But
unfortunately, we can't advise what way you should vote on a ballot question or give out any information on any of the candidates. Nope. Our office, we have a sign that Ashley made basically saying this office is neutral and we can't offer you any advice. We can offer you practical advice on a process, but not
and how to vote and how to vote and where to vote, but not who to vote for.
Correct. Exactly.
Right.
That's not why we are here.
No. They're here to make sure as Americans, we have our opportunity to vote and that vote is valid. And they do it so well all the time. And I think that, just to go back to the news media, it's a story, I guess, but it's not a story in Pittsfield. It really isn't. So the polling places, let's run down the wards if we can, and we'll go from there.
So Ward 1A and 1B is at Reed Middle School. Ward 2A is at Morningside Community School. Ward 2B is the Somerset Fire Station. Ward 3A is Providence Court. 3B is Egremont School. 4A is Herberg Middle School. 4B is Williams Elementary School. 5A and 5B are at the library. 6A is at Columbus Arms. 6B is at the Conti Community School. 7A is the fire station on Pex Road. And 7B is Capeless Elementary School.
And as I said, we said in the first half, they're very convenient to the ward, let's just say that. Not everybody can walk to them, but a lot of people can walk to their voting place. And the other piece, Michelle, too, the hours of operation.
So for the general election, the state election, the hours are from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. For our local elections, it doesn't start until 8 a.m. But for this election, the polls will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m.
And we're going to go again now. I said we do this. We may even do it one more time if there's time. We're going to cover the early voting and all that again. I know it's tedious, but there's a lot of people out there that are putting their kid on the bus or coming back from putting their kid on. And that might be the biggest thing they take out of this interview. So if we could start, please.
So early voting in person starts on Saturday, October 19th. The hours will be 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. Then Sunday, October 20th, same hours, 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. And then Monday, October 21st through Friday, October 25th, it will be during our normal business hours. So you can come in here and vote anywhere between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. And all this voting will take place up in council chambers. We'll have the polling location set up. Then again, on Saturday, October 26th, it's extended hours. It's from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. because that is the last day to register to vote, change your mailing address, change anything else, your name, your party. All that has to be completed by 5 p.m. on Saturday, October 26th. Then we're open on Sunday, the 27th, from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. And Monday, October 28th through November 1st, Friday, from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., our normal voting hours.
And really and truly, take advantage of this. And if you didn't catch it, you can go on to the program on WTBR, PCTV, and download. Or you can go to the city's website. And if you're computer illiterate, then you can call, and they're very. I have to tell you that they're customer friendly, in both the election office and the city clerk's office. They are truly customer friendly, and that's something that's really important for those two offices, in my humble opinion. I guess when we sit back and we look at you mentioned something that even left me a little confused. That what did you call it? The tape?
The tally tape?
Tally tape, yeah. Would you explain?
So each precinct has a tabulator, and in the morning they run a tape, and it's called the zero tape. So every race, it will print out and it'll show a zero. And at, they post that on the wall. And at the end of the night, they run three tapes. One they post on the wall, and two they bring back here to our office. We will then post one of the tally tape totals on the wall, and then we work off of the second one that they bring to the office. And that's how we calculate all of our results. I had mentioned earlier that we will be processing all of the early in-person ballots and yes, early vote by mail or absentee ballots up until November 1st. We will be processing them here in the office. Okay. And I mentioned that 4 years ago, we processed them the same way. We had over 12,000 people vote earlier in person for the 2020 election, and we had over 9,500 vote at the polls. So we couldn't possibly send all of those ballots to the polls because they're so busy throughout the day, because it's a big election and high voter turnout. So some precincts have 2,000 ballots. We can't send them to the polls because they wouldn't have time to process them. So we'll process everything up until November 1st. And then anything we receive after that in the mail and in person or the drop box, those ballots will be sent to the polls. And any ballots we receive on Election Day, we are running all over the city delivering these ballots that come in the mail or the drop box to the locations. So they will still be processing some early ballots, but not all of them.
For those listeners and viewers, are you really absorbing? This is a well thought out, well designed policies and procedures to ensure, and I'll say that again, to ensure that our vote, one, is counted, and only people who are supposed to vote have their votes counted. And I've known these I was going to say kids, these ladies for a while. I know some of you, it really drove you nuts for the primary. I hope we dispelled a lot of that then, and you told me we had. You were very pleased with the checks and balances. And I mean, what they do to ensure it, and Ashley, I'm sure between now and November, we'll have a couple of sleepless nights, but right?
We'll probably have a couple sleepovers.
Yeah. Well, as I told somebody the other day, if you're going to call me before 8 because I go to bed p.m. But Ashley, what has been some of the challenges of doing this job?
I will say I want everyone to vote. I would love if we had 100% turnout because I think voting is super important.
Yeah.
Some of the challenges, though, is some of the work that we have to do on our end in order to make that possible and as easy and convenient for the voters out there, so they don't just have to go on Election Day if they're out of town or not working. We have several ways for them to vote. But on our back end, that can be very time consuming.
Yes.
And when we get, say, 8,000 requests for mail-in ballots and 4,000 or 5,000 send them back, it's time consuming for the other people to get those mail-in ballots and then not return them. So that is a struggle sometimes, which is why we really rely on our volunteers to come help, because there would be no way for me, Michelle, and Josh to be able to get out 8,000 ballots to people within a short amount of time. It wouldn't be possible.
That's the frustrating part that Ashley just mentioned. So even if 8,000 people request them and we get them out the door, number one, it's costly. It costs almost a dollar for us to mail each ballot out. And when they don't return them, it's disappointing on our end. All that work we put in, and you're only yielding 50%. So it's disappointing.
Yeah, and it's also, and I'll say it again, you know, we need you to vote. We need everybody to vote. I don't care. I don't care who, I really don't care who you vote for. I really don't. But I want you to vote. And they want you to vote. They're busting their butts to make it easy for all of us to vote. If you can do, and we'll run one more time through the dates. You can go in early ballot, mail in a ballot. You got the lock box in the back. You got a camera over it. You'll have pictures of my head for your Christmas cards. But in all honesty, it's very discouraging to me because I grew up with it. It wasn't a choice. It was an obligation. My parents, I mean, you voted. Oh, it was the end of the world if you didn't vote. I was in Vietnam and they were sending me a thing to vote, you know, so there you go. But as we walk into this again, Michelle, I know it's repetition, but it's a morning show. Would you just go over again the dates so that we're taking away all your excuses for not voting? You can't make a voting day, not a big deal. You got a whole bunch of time before. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I mentioned earlier that you can request a ballot by mail up until 5 p.m. on October 29th. It's a week before the election. So you can request one by mail, or if you can request an absentee ballot as well. And the other option for absentee voting is you get called out of town the day before the election. You can come into the office up until noon on October 4th to vote by absentee. Other than that, we have the early in-person voting, and those days will run from Saturday, October 19th through November 1st. And the hours are Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and 20th, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., Monday through Friday, the 22nd through the 25th, our normal business hours of 8:30 to 4. And on that Saturday, the 26th, the hours are extended because this also encompasses the last day to register to vote or change your registration. And those hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then we're open again on Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. And then Monday through Friday, October 28th through November 1st, our normal voting, our normal business hours of 8:30 to 4.
No excuses. Get out and vote.
That's my girl, Ashley, right there. That's exactly what I was going to say. Listen to what they just said. I mean, if you can find an excuse in what they just said to not vote, please let me know what it is. Because they have bent over backwards and still are to make it to do the job. And they do it so well. And we are fortunate. We truly are fortunate to have the team. And it is a team to include, as Ashley and Michelle have both said, the volunteers. Mm-hmm. When you start listening to those numbers coming in and getting mailing out, and to me, it's overwhelming. And I think to all of us, we owe them a debt of gratitude rather than any kind of complaining. Man, oh, I couldn't get a parking space. Well, you can walk 5 feet, you know. I'm at the point in my life, not that I had a big, large filter anyhow. I have no filter now.
And we are also governed by Mass state law. So everything that we do, it's because there's a Massachusetts state law out there that, I mean, the number of hours that we have to be open is all governed by Mass state law.
I did not know
that. Yeah. Wow. Yep. Different communities that have less population or less voters, they don't have as many extended hours as we do. And I can't remember what else I was going to say.
It's important to vote. That's what she was going to say, folks.
It's important. Go vote.
Where do you get to be my age? I can't remember where I parked the car. The other piece too is I want to make this clear. Correct me if I'm wrong. In this Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you do not need to prove identity. Is that correct?
Partially correct.
Okay.
So that's a yes and no question. So
okay.
If someone has not answered their city census this year and has not voted in the previous two elections that we've already had happen, and they are considered inactive in our polls, the books that will be checked in and out when they come to vote, they do have to show some form of ID that they still live at that address, or if they move to a different address in Pittsfield. If you did vote in the previous two elections, you did fill out your city census, then no, you do not need to show a form of identification on election day, or if you come into early in-person vote.
There's another process too, where if it's your first time voting and you did not provide an ID, you okay. will be required to show an ID. And okay. you have, the reason for that is the state recognizes the Massachusetts driver's license or Mass ID or the last four of your social. So you have to provide an ID in order to vote for the first time if you didn't provide okay. one when you originally registered.
And again, I bring this up because this is very personal with us. We have several, we have a few people who are relocating from their homes to Salisbury or Melbourne or someplace. And they're going to probably have it done prior to the election. So please, ladies, explain what they should do. Please.
I mentioned earlier that if you, I used you for an example, Bill, if you're moving from Pittsfield to Lenox, and it's the week before the election, you're too late to register in Lenox. So you have up to 6 months to go back and vote at your previous voting location.
Yeah.
But if you moved 9 months ago and you never registered to vote, that's on you. You unfortunately okay. almost disenfranchised yourself because you've been removed now from the Pittsfield rolls, but you didn't register yet in Lenox.
Right.
So unfortunately, you would be unable to vote.
Yep.
But you do have 6 months to vote at your previous location if you've moved within the Commonwealth. If you've moved out of state, that doesn't
right.
work.
So for my friends that will very possibly have completed their move, you can go, correct me now, jump on me, both of you, if I'm wrong. You can go back to your old polling station, give your old address, and vote. Is that correct?
Correct. That's correct.
After 6 months, it's incumbent, let me say it again, on you to go to City Hall to do, you guys tell, we'll talk about the procedure in a minute, to change your old address to your new address, most especially if it's changing of wards. I added that. What would be the procedure to do it?
You're welcome to come into City Hall, into the voter's office, and do a change of address there. It would basically be a new voter registration if you're moving addresses. If you are unable to come into City Hall, you can go onto our website or the Secretary of State's website. We have a link that would just bring you to the Secretary's website, and you can register online. Or if you're moving from Pittsfield to Lenox and or anywhere, Pittsfield to Pittsfield, and you go to the RMV to change your address, they will register you there as well. So there's several different options.
Absolutely.
If you can't do any of those options, give us a call. We can always mail you a voter registration form.
All I can tell you is, once again, don't vote, don't gripe. Because if you've listened to any of this program at all, they have bent over backwards to give you every opportunity to cast your vote, no matter who you are or what ward you live in or whatever. And we'll just one last time run down, please, the wards, Ashley, if you would. Locations.
Ward 1A and 1B is Reed Middle School. Ward 2A is Morningside Community School. Ward 2B is the Somerset Fire Station. Ward 3A is Providence Court. 3B is Egremont Elementary School. Ward 4A is Herberg Middle School. 4B is Williams Elementary School. 5A and 5B are both at the library. 6A is Columbus Arms. 6B is Conti Community School. 7A is the Pex Road Fire Station. And 7B is Capeless Elementary School.
Folks, the three of us have done all we can do. I really believe that. I'll put my head down and go to sleep without. Now it's up to you. We found, if you have any other questions, and here's the other thing. If there's something we haven't covered that you have a question, pick up the phone and call.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. These ladies go bend over backwards to get you to whatever you need to know to vote.
And if you don't mind, I'll give out our voter's phone number. It's 413-499-9460 and 499-9461. So don't hesitate to call. There's also a link on our website. If you're not sure what precinct you vote at, you can go in and it says, where do I vote? You put in some information and it will tell you where you vote.
That's so cool. That is so cool. I mean, I'm a guy the only reason I'm successful with computers is I got a whole team of guys sitting out there on Federico Drive waiting for me to press the wrong button. So I want to thank you, ladies. You got a heck of a time coming up. Ashley, thank you. And the whole team there, you make voting and you make Pittsfield a star on the map. For everybody, I just will one quick announcement. We are having a Halloween parade again. Yeah, that's right. And let me just quickly, Pittsfield Community Development Recreation Program has announced the return of the Halloween parade, which will be held Friday, October 25th at 7 p.m. on Tyler Street. There's all kinds. If you want more information about that, you'll have go to I don't want to use that big long thing, but we'll both be retired by the time I get that. Give me one second, please. And I had it.
You looking for a phone number?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Or this is better. Parks, P-A-R-K-S, all lowercase, at cityofpittsfield.org. And the number you can call, Department of Community Development, 413-499-9371. Parks, plural, at cityofpittsfield.org. Ladies, I can't thank you enough. Voters, it's up to you now. We've done all we can do. That's right. Anything I can do to help either one of you ever, please get a hold of me. To everybody out there and my guests, God bless. And today, let's put a smile on somebody's face. Let's help somebody lift their load. You know, we're in this all together. We really are. Let's take care of each other. Because each other, I have found in my mid to late 70s years, each other, that's all that we have. Be nice to somebody today. Thanks, guys. Ashley, if you need any help, call Michelle. Michelle, if you need any help, call Ashley. God bless That's everybody. Good. And thank you so very much for everything.
Thank you. Bye, Belfast.
Bye.